how I listen to the harmony of God. I now listen to the harmony of God. How I listen to the harmony of God. The harmony of God is all about me, and I love to live in a world of harmony. I love to live in a world that is filled with bliss. I love to live in a world that is filled with the delight and the wonder and the magic that I am. I love to live in such a world. And for me to live in such a world requires one simple thing. And that simple thing is my attention. If I give my attention to the harmony of God, to the harmony of the world that I want to live in, if I give my attention to that lovely, delightful experience that makes everything wonderful for me, then that is just what I'm experiencing. That's just what I'm knowing. That's just what I'm having. And life is really thrilling. It's really wonderful. How do I listen to the harmony of God? I look at the universe and I see the stars and the moon and the sun and the planets, and I see all the galaxies, and I see all of the things that the astronomers are talking about and sharing, and the new findings they're finding out into the wilderness of the galaxies, because they're now seeing it with new types of telescopes and new types of devices that hear sounds of the universe and are reporting that back. And we think, oh, isn't that fascinating? Isn't that fascinating? And then we say, yes, there is harmony. Yes, there is balance. Yes, there is goodness in the universe. Yes, there is harmony. Yes, there is balance. Yes, there is goodness in the world here. There is a program in which winter, spring, summer, and fall happen. There is balance. There's always a synchronicity of life that's going on and saying all is in divine order, and how wonderful that is. Now, do I like to live in a world that is in harmony? If I do, then I'm harmonious with the concept of God. Because God is harmony. God is peace. God is balance. God is all that is good. But among all these things, God is harmony. God is, you might say, the beautiful music that Mozart presented, Beethoven and Bach and many others, and many current day musicians are presenting music. In his time, Mozart's music was okay, but as time went on, the exquisite qualities of that music were more and more appreciated. The harmony of what Mozart brought forth became more and more aware and more dynamic and more harmonious, if you will. Beautiful things to think about. Now, will we have musicians? Will we have people who are writing these things, writing music today, who are creating harmonious balances in the scale of music today that will be truly recognized more greatly even tomorrow? Will that take place? And the answer, of course, is yes. We are living in an ever-unfolding universe. Actually, everything already exists. Everything is already perfect. The universe is merely revealing to us, through us, as us, that it is a harmonious place. Now, God is harmony. God is balance. If God were not harmony and balance, God would destroy itself. It would completely extinguish itself. It would be put out of business. You say, well, that can't happen. And that's true, that can't happen. For God is harmony, God is balance, and God is peace. Now, where does the inharmony come in? Where does the unbalance come in? Where does the lack of peace come in? It comes in through our human observation of what goes on in the world. If we could have a divine observation of what goes on in the world, we would see everything in beautiful, wonderful harmony. in wonderful balance and wonderful peace. We see everything in that absolute delight of our heart. Because as we'd see these things, we'd recognize that we are them. We are the balance. We are the harmony. We are the peace. Can you or I look at anything in the universe and can we consciously say it is not harmonious? Oh, we may see an asteroid speeding toward Earth, ready to strike the Earth, and we could say that that's not harmony, that's not peace, that's not balance. It's not something that we really want to know or experience. And then it isn't. But if we see that, and then we say, all right, what is the balance, harmony, and peace in that violent act? Now, is that a violent act? When a leaf falls from a tree and the season is over, do we call that a violent act? When the rain of anything out of the sky comes from the asteroids or the planets or whatever, do we call that a violent act, or is that just a natural thing that takes place in the harmony of all things that are going on? What do we call them? How do we look at life? How do we look at all the things that are going on? Why do we name some things violent and some things not? We watched Invictus last night, which is a beautiful show about the life of Mandela after he got out of prison and became the president of South Africa. And they had this rugby game that was going on. And the rugby game was just really a violent game. The rugby game in itself was not so violent. It was that the players in the game have been allowed to violate the rules of the game and still continue playing the game. Now, when the coaches or when the people who are checking on what they're doing would blow their whistle and say, that's not acceptable. You cannot do those things. You cannot act in that way. But that was acceptable. That was there. That was a harmony for the team playing their rugby. That was a harmonious action, even if they were terribly rough and terribly mean in their and hateful in their program. It was somehow provided for in the rules of the game. Now, so long as they're provided for in the rules of the game, then they are acceptable. When we play all things by the rules of the game, we have a harmonious program. Now, who said violence ever has to be part of the rule of the game? Rather than a great asteroid coming down and striking the Earth, we could have the asteroid turning to dust, and then that dust landing on Earth and doing its beneficial thing for the Earth. We could have the rugby players playing smoothly like ballet dancers, dancing in between and around and above and bringing the wonderful pirouettes and all the wonderful steps that it has for itself. But you see, well, rugby is supposed to be violent. When? Why must it be violent? Who wants it that way? We create things in violence in our life, and we call that something that we want and something that's good. We do that with our wrestling and our boxing matches, and we do that with all the type of fighting sports that we have. We do that in the wars that we hold, and we say they are good wars because they are bringing peace on Earth. They're good wars because they're keeping one nation from doing something against another nation's will. Well, when will we learn? As soon as we listen to, in the now, the harmony of God, we'll find no need for violence ever again. We'll find no need for inharmony at any time, because that is not the nature of God. We will find that as we now listen to the harmony of God in all things, we will not only hear it, we will be it. It will be our nature, it will be the value of the being that we are, it'll be us. And how wonderful that is, and what a great opportunity that is for us. Because that's our nature. That's our nature. That's our reality. I now listen to the harmony of God, and all violence, all inharmony, fades away and no longer is in my world. Let this be your call for yourself today, because it is the reality of all. I love you. I love you. I love you.